Hello, Gary B. with an update of news on the local and regional scene. During their regular meeting last night, the Batesville City Council amended a ordinance concerning the increase of water rates. The rates affect wholesale users such as Cushman, Bethesda, and Pfeiffer. City Engineer Damon Johnson told the council that the new ordinance will let these communities that buy water from Batesville waive the meter fees, which in turn, he said, will help them keep down their water rates. Johnson said, quote, they transport water long distances in the middle of nowhere. They struggle to keep down their rates, unquote. The council approved an emergency clause to that ordinance, which allows the ordinance to go into effect immediately. After a 7-minute executive session, the council voted to appoint Andy Walmsley to the Batesville Parks and Recreation Committee. The council also heard a second reading of an ordinance to rezone property in the home subdivision on Harrison Street to C2 commercial. A new apartment building is proposed for the site. Council also received a report from Steve Fletcher, the new manager of the Independence County Hydro Project. In last night's Independence County Quorum Court Budget Committee meeting, the group voted to propose to the full court to buy property on Lower Main Street across from the county jail for $90,000. The property's first use would probably be for parking with district and circuit courts in session. The committee also discussed the hiring of a director of economic development and will recommend to the full court a salary range of $48,000 to $60,000 a year. The committee also voted to ask the director of the White River Regional Library, Deborah Sutterfield, to the next meeting of the court. In November, the court will approve millage for the library. In the hydro meeting, the new manager of the project, Steve Fletcher of Luna Energy, reported to the committee on his first few days with that project. He said he's focusing on familiarizing himself with the accounting system, safety program, operations of the three-dam system, and meeting requirements of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Fletcher said he wants to be very transparent with the project and report on a regular basis. Fletcher said he wants to check the feasibility of increasing capacity at Dam 2 by adding caps. He said that will require a good engineering firm with a solid background in hydro to assist in the analysis. Former project coordinator Rita Potts addressed the committee and said all levels of management were aware of the project being in technical default in May of last year because the bond insurance company, ACA, had to help with making bond payments. Potts said one drawback of the county making improvements to increase power output was that ACA held the purse strings and, in her opinion, were more of a hindrance than a help. Potts said during the life of the hydro project has met all federal guidelines and has had clean audits throughout. The committee asked last night for all former audits so committee members may review them. The committee also proposed that project audits be made a part of the state auditing process and reported as such. And that brings you up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene. Gary B.